Great Sand Dunes. I was told by our brother Neil and by Pat that the Great Sand Dunes are worth a look, so I take a quick side trip to test their recommendation. The dunes get bigger as I drive a narrow, two-lane road from the big highway deeper into the National Monument. There appears no reason for the dunes to be here amid natural junipers, high desert grass, cactus. It is as if a celestial construction crew got wrong work orders and dumped truckload after truckload of sand right here until some angel woke up from a good night's sleep and immediately canceled the project. In New Mexico, we have our White Sands National Monument, but none of those dunes are as tall as these. Here, the sand seems very much out of place, but nature can't ever be accused of making mistakes. At the National Monument Visitor Center, there are photos, posters, and displays for those who want to be educated on sand. Visitors can climb the dunes by following a path out to them from the visitor center. Visitors hiking up the dunes look like ants trying to touch the lazy white drifting clouds. Not having time to stay long, I get back on the road to Creede, Colorado and Hermit's Lake. I'm guessing even if I don't see these dunes again, this would be one of the first places a tour of foreign cats from Japan would stop and spend an entire day romping in the kitty litter. Seeing cats surfing down these hills on boogie boards would be amazing. Neil and Pat, I decide, on my way out of the National Resource, are worth listening to sometimes.